Now turn to part three. You'll hear five people talking about the sporting activities they do. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker likes most about their sport. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I've been in the tennis team for a couple of years now and represented the school in a couple of tournaments. I didn't actually win most of my matches because there were some amazingly skillful players there from other schools, but it was a great experience just getting to play against them. If I had to say why I go for tennis rather than any other sport, I guess it'd be because you get a good all-round workout, which keeps you in good shape. But you can do a lot of the training in your own time. I've never really been keen on group training sessions, you know, like friends who do hockey or whatever have to do.
Speaker 2.
People always think that football's a very competitive sport, that it's all about beating other schools, but that isn't why I play, really. I'm really into fitness, and I do lots of different sports, but football's the big one for me. And I think it's because I've got a sort of gift when it comes to ball control. So when mates in the team pass the ball to me, I reckon it's because they know what I can do with it. My brother's doing sports science at college. That must be awesome. Combining schoolwork and sport. That's what I want to do someday too.
Speaker 3.
Volleyball's like the only sport where boys and girls really get to play together. I hate the idea of the girls' football team, for example, as if we're kind of not up to the real thing. I wanted to do a sport this year because we got quite a heavy workload at school and I really need to let off steam occasionally. Volleyball does that for me. Don't tell our coach, but I don't actually care whether our team wins or not when we play other schools. I play for the fun of it. And I'm getting a bit better at some of the key skills, like serving too, which is kind of satisfying.
Speaker 4.
Basketball's kind of fast and exciting, and you really get a chance to build up both your skills and your fitness if you play it often enough. I'm not that brilliant, actually, but I get a lot of support from the guys on the team, and they're what really makes it special for me. Some of them are really incredible at passing, and I pick up a lot of tips from them. It would be great if our school could win more matches because our record's not been that great this season, but I think we've just been unlucky. We could have beaten some of those other schools easily, but things just didn't go our way.
Speaker 5.
I'm not such a brilliant swimmer, so it was a shock when I was chosen for the school team. And I've really had to work hard on my technique to keep my place. But I'm not a very competitive person. So at first I was all like, you know, it doesn't matter if we win or not, it's just a sport. But then when we swam against other schools, all that changed. And when we did actually win a race, I mean, that was like totally awesome. All my friends were really proud of us. My teachers even reckon my schoolwork's improved thanks to the swimming. Would you believe it?
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I've been in the tennis team for a couple of years now and represented the school in a couple of tournaments. I didn't actually win most of my matches because there were some amazingly skillful players there from other schools, but it was a great experience just getting to play against them. If I had to say why I go for tennis rather than any other sport, I guess it'd be because you get a good all-round workout, which keeps you in good shape. But you can do a lot of the training in your own time. I've never really been keen on group training sessions. You know, like friends who do hockey or whatever have to do.
Speaker 2.
People always think that football's a very competitive sport, that it's all about beating other schools. But that isn't why I play, really. I'm really into fitness, and I do lots of different sports, but football's the big one for me. And I think it's because I've got a sort of gift when it comes to ball control. So when mates in the team pass the ball to me, I reckon it's because they know what I can do with it. My brother's doing sports science at college. That must be awesome. Combining schoolwork and sport. That's what I want to do someday too.
Speaker 3.
Volleyball's like the only sport where boys and girls really get to play together. I hate the idea of the girls' football team, for example, as if we're kind of not up to the real thing. I wanted to do a sport this year because we got quite a heavy workload at school and I really need to let off steam occasionally. Volleyball does that for me. Don't tell our coach, but I don't actually care whether our team wins or not when we play other schools. I play for the fun of it. And I'm getting a bit better at some of the key skills, like serving too, which is kind of satisfying.
Speaker 4.
Basketball's kind of fast and exciting, and you really get a chance to build up both your skills and your fitness if you play it often enough. I'm not that brilliant, actually, but I get a lot of support from the guys on the team, and they're what really makes it special for me. Some of them are really incredible at passing, and I pick up a lot of tips from them. It would be great if our school could win more matches, because our record's not been that great this season, but I think we've just been unlucky. We could have beaten some of those other schools easily, but things just didn't go our way.
Speaker 5.
I'm not such a brilliant swimmer, so it was a shock when I was chosen for the school team, and I've really had to work hard on my technique to keep my place. But I'm not a very competitive person, so at first I was all like, you know, it doesn't matter if we win or not, it's just a sport. But then when we swam against other schools, all that changed. And when we did actually win a race, I mean, that was like totally awesome. All my friends were really proud of us. My teachers even reckon my schoolwork's improved thanks to the swimming. Would you believe it?
That's the end of part 3.